Select from the one day or many holiday packages, Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
This Sunday, the Clemson Tigers are taking the short drive up I-85 to play a neutral site contest against Cincinnati in the Bon Secours Arena in Greenville. A tough Big 12 opponent in Cincinnati, and with this being the final non-conference game of the year, the Tigers look to make a statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 2:30 with tip-off at 3. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
And all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you today,
Not so well, because I'm looking up in NC State's up 13-0 on Memphis, and I have Memphis. I have Memphis. And not only that, but I had a team.
I don't remember who I picked.
I had Kennesaw State, who lost by 1,000 today. So I was 4-0. Now I'm 4-1, and on the verge of going 4-2, unless something changes here dramatically. And you hate to be off to this kind of start. It's not good. It's not good. You know, Ramona, I'm thinking I'm going to open the Road Rage Collection Agency. And it's going to focus on...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's going to focus on NIL goods and services and payments.
Yeah?
So, in other words, you know, if a quarterback, you know, gets, you know, all these riches and vehicles and boats and whatever, and they don't live up to their to the standards, I'm going to be the repo person on
that. Oh, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, and plus I'm going to represent the schools who think they get screwed over when the player who goes to their school and is supposed to get all this and gets all this money then decides to go somewhere else and doesn't give the money.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going to go repo all his stuff too. Yeah, Road Rage
Say,
repo.
You bought that with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Mine.
Road Rage
Your
repo.
Apartment,
exactly.
Go live.
See, I think there's going to be a real need for this service. I'm thinking that I'm looking ahead and I'm thinking there's going to be a real need for this service. So Road Rage Repo coming soon. You'll hear advertisements on the station all over. And that's
what, that would be fun.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, you know, until you get shot at. But, you know, that's wow. That's part of the repo game. I'm going to be like...
That's part of the repo game.
Yeah, it's part of the repo game. Didn't you ever watch Bertha? What was her name?
No, I remember that show was on, but I didn't get that channel.
Oh, wasn't Bertha. What was her name? What was her name? Somebody help me. What was her name? What was the big black woman's name? Who's what was it? Man, I loved her.
Bertha?
No. Bertha, what are you doing? Bertha's,
well, you Bertha, said Bertha, so Bertha, I figured those maybe it was
Bertha's
close.
An old lady's name. That's like, there's not going to be any...
So is Bertha.
Mildred's or Rosemary's doing collection. What was her name? Bernice! It was Bernice! I got it myself. Bernice. It was Bernice. That's
Yay,
what it was.
Yay! Yes. You
yeah.
get an egg
Yes,
on.
Yes, yes. Look, Texter 940 came in just now and said that, but I beat you to it. Yes, Bernice. It was Bernice.
He's very proud of himself, y'all.
Shane,
he got it on his own.
Yeah.
He's very proud.
I am. I am proud. I love Bernice. Bernice was my all-time favorite. She was an absolute A-kicker, Ramona.
Did she go to get the cars?
Oh, she beat the crap out of people. Bernice, a big, strong woman.
Okay, so she actually went and collected the cars.
Oh, yeah.
And they tried to not let her get it?
Oh, no. Look, you didn't mess with Bernice. Bernice was the toughest of all the repo. Bernice would mess you up. Exactly. Yeah. Bernice was the toughest of all the repo people. In fact, I might hire her. I might hire her back and find out where she is. She'll be part of the Road Rage Repo service.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, Bernice.
Go around town and say, how many yards did you get this year?
That's right.
I want that back.
That's right. We want it back.
That car back. That's right. That furniture you have, it's obviously beyond your means now.
That's right.
So we're taking it back.
Exactly right. I think that's what we need.
I think that's a good idea.
Texas said it would take a whole town police force to take Bernice into custody. Exactly. Bernice was the funniest. There was, you know, for a while, there were so many of those friggin' repo shows. They were like everywhere. Oh, my God. There were like 30 of them. There was every kind of repo imaginable.
But the
funniest one was with Bernice. Bernice was 100% the funniest. And I don't even remember what the name of that show was. All I remember, Bernice. Illini J says he's repoed cars, a few boats, even a plane in my extreme youth. I still have my dent puller, which was used to pull an ignition out of the steering column. How about that? Yeah. Yeah, Illini J was a repo man, and Big Bad Bob was a bounty hunter, rest in peace, who we miss every day, by the way. Lizard Lick Towing! That's it. Thank you, Dexter. I did not remember that. Dexter 903. It was Lizard Lick Towing, Ramona, with Bernice. Look up Bernice Ramona. Texter says, oh, wait, no. Now Texter says the show was South Beach Towing. I think this Texter's right. I think Lizard Lick Towing was a different one. Texter said easily the best one, though. Whatever one had Bernice was the best one. Was that South Beach Towing? Was it South Beach Towing or was it South Beach. Yeah, I think it was South Beach. It wasn't Lizard Lick. Lizard Lick was the other one. One of the other ones. Yeah, it was South Beach Town with Bernice. Yeah, that we got it now. We got it. We squared it away, Ramona. We squared it away. Tix said Lizard Lick was the two biggest. That's right. That's right. Yeah. His wife was petite and in the office. Yeah, you're 100% right. Texas have it 100% right. It was South Beach Towing. Lizard Lick was one of the others. But there, and every like few days, a new repo service would pop up. But yeah, it was South Beach Towing. Now I want to watch it again. Now I want to find reruns of Bernice. Tez and Walt, is it concerning that RJ Goffrey's leading score at 11.4 points? Is there such a thing as too evenly distributed? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think some things are going to have to change, and we will find out. 940 says the best one was Las Vegas Towing. No, it wasn't. It was not. The best one was South Beach Towing, by far, with Bernice. There was only one Bernice. Stop. She said, Bernice, jump. How high, ma'am? Sir. That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, and hey, I'm talking to you. Get off the phone. What are you doing? We're having a conversation here. What are you doing?
I'm talking to Red.
Oh, I didn't know that. You didn't say you were talking to Red. I didn't see Red's. Oh, there's Red. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, well, that's allowable.
All right, were you trying to tell me something?
No, we were having a conversation about Bernice, and you left right in the middle of it.
Oh, okay.
Look up Bernice, South Beach Towing. Do a search right now. Search Bernice, South Beach Towing. You'll see what I'm saying. Bernice was like the woman in McDonald's, except she had more attitude. So yeah. Tex said Memphis throws INT that gets returned to the 1 yard line. That's no good. Oh, thanks for that. Oh, now it's 21-0. Oh my God. Oh my God. Thanks for nothing, Memphis. Just shoot me. I knew I shouldn't have taken them. That's awful. That's absolutely awful. What is this? I don't know. Is he in? Is he down? Let's see. It probably won't matter. What down is this? I don't even know. I wasn't even paying attention. I was thinking about Bernice in South Beach Town. So they're going to review this. Last night, remember, we had the most insane two-point conversion in the history of two-point conversions in the NFL game, which was an insane game to begin with. Rams and Seahawks, arguably the two best teams in the National Football League. Texas said she was the first female head football coach at Florida High School. Is that true? Is that true?
Yeah, it said she's a teacher. Let me pull it back up again.
I don't know what that means. What's that mean? Text her 221. Did you mean to send that text to us? That might be another of those texts not meant for us. Red, how are you, Red?
Well, I tell you, I am so amazed. I'm touched. I don't know. There's so many words I could describe the way I feel right now.
Well, we're glad
because
to.
Because of the Roar. We're glad the to Roar listeners and you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're glad to have helped. Great cause. Two great causes, actually.
Yes, sir. So the Roar listeners raised over $12,030.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. Yep. Absolutely incredible.
And we started off on your show at $3,900. So you raised over $8,000 on your show alone.
Well, we appreciate that, Red. And again, it was a total team effort. And
yes, sir.
And again, with I think our listeners are amazing people, and they responded.
Yes, sir. And we can't thank y'all enough for all y'all do for Sunday dinner and our new friends, Oasis Hope, is going to have a great, great Christmas with their foster kids. And we just can't thank y'all enough. And I wanted to tell you, I think I got me and you a new job.
What's that?
So I'll go out and tell my story, and then you raise the money.
Well, we're sort of doing that anyway, Red.
Right. So I figured we just turn it into a job and then we'll make a lot of money.
That's right.
And have Ramona produce it.
There you go. Well, congratulations, well, Red, and thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Red. Hey, this is from Pete Thamel. Sources, Duke quarterback Darian Mensah will be returning to Duke for his redshirt junior year after exploring entering the NFL draft. He's informed Duke of his decision. Mensah led the ACC in passing yards, so you're going to have Mensah back. Look, there's a simple reality here, okay? If guys like Mensah returning to Duke, and if Jennings is back at SMU, et cetera, just across the league, Miami's going to choose a prime portal quarterback. You cannot go to war next year with Christopher Vezina and Denson. I'm just going to tell you the truth, okay, just so we're clear. The best quarterback, the most talented quarterback on Clemson's roster is Tate Reynolds. And I don't even think it's close. I think it'll eventually be Reynolds who is the next Clemson quarterback. It's not going to be what some of you people seem to think. It just isn't. You read way too much into Furman and there's no forward passing or any of that. The next Clemson quarterback is going to be Reynolds after the transfer portal quarterback, okay? That's what's going to happen, no matter what you believe, no matter what you think. I get it. People are like, Walt, I want to believe that, but Dabo won't go into the portal. He's going into the portal. He doesn't want to be he doesn't want to coach a 500 team. You get to a point where, look, they've lost enough guys, okay? And, you know, and I've heard people say, well, you know, you can fix other areas. You can fix this or you can fix that. You have to fix quarterback first. You have to fix that. And I just, it's America. You're free to believe whatever you want. But to my way of thinking, the starting quarterback for 2026 is not on the roster. And the next quarterback at Clemson is going to be Tate Reynolds after this quarterback. Whoever this quarterback is, that's what's going to happen in my mind. I think that's going to be the succession. That's how I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I just don't see how, when other people are going to have Darian Mensah, that you can have the people who you have right now and think that you're going to win those games. I just don't know how. You're going to have a league that's full of quarterbacks. Everybody's going to pick and choose their guys. And Jelly might be back at Syracuse, for example. Jennings will be back at SMU. Mensah at Duke, et cetera. Miami's going to choose one of the elite guys. How are you going to beat those teams if you have a lesser quarterback? I mean, you had a lesser quarterback this year, and it didn't go well. It didn't go well. I mean, that's the reality of it. I mean, look. DJ Uiagalelei would have killed to have the receivers that Cade Klubnik's had. You know, I was having a conversation before the show started, you know, about name the quality teams that Cade played well against. I don't know. It's a short list. Is it zero? I don't know. Regardless, your backup quarterbacks were not good enough to replace him when he was the 95th ranked quarterback in the nation in QBR for the first four or five games of the season. I just don't see how you're going to go in next year if other teams have dudes like Mensah, and Miami's going to have their own Mensah, et cetera, and other teams are going to find theirs. You know, Florida State's probably going to find theirs, unless it's still Castellanos, if he gets approved in that deal. I just think you're going to have a dude at that position. It's the nature of the sport. I mean, Clemson was their best when they had two round one NFL dudes at that position. And that's when Clemson won national titles. And I think that's a prerequisite to be elite for Clemson. I think it's obvious. I mean, it's not only obvious, it's factually the reality of what's happened. So I don't know how you can even think for a second you can go into next year with this situation at quarterback. It's like mind-boggling to me. I don't see how that's possible. Again, maybe I'll be wrong, but wouldn't count on it. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back. James, you'll be up first. We are wall-to-wall college football today. We'll mix in a little bit of NFL, a little bit of Clemson basketball, but we're talking college football. We have 8 million bowl games to discuss. That's the number, Rona, right? 8 million. You had to look up the initials of 20. You need to talk to Ben Milstead. Yeah. They tell him you need full team names so that you don't have to look up all those initials.
I know. It was tough, but I went through it.
All right. James, you'll be up first when we get back.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving. A UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Hey, it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tipped off at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
'Twas the day before Christmas, and at the North Pole, the elves were all gleeful, mind, body, and soul. The gifts they were wrapping, the cookies were yummy, with Ingles ingredients to delight every tummy. The joy in the air was as thick as the snow, and Santa was prepping to make Christmas a go. From making to baking, content as you please, when off in the distance they heard a loud sneeze. Santa was sick, and this just wouldn't do, so the elves hopped a sleigh, and to Ingles they flew. OJ and honey and tissues galore, they grabbed every cure as they ran through the store. Christmas was saved, 'cause those elves were amazing. With big thanks to Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Holiday shopping season is finally here. Whether you've got a naughty or nice name on your list, Four Men on Exchange and New Tea Boutique in Pennington Square have the perfect gift for everyone. Shop local art, handmade jewelry, soaps, home decor, and men's items galore. Enjoy samples of gourmet snacks and cider all throughout the holiday season inside New Tea Boutique, while Four Men on Exchange is going to be your new go-to place for gifts, garments, and gear. 122 East Main Street in downtown Pendleton. Happy holidays from New Tea Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627, Memphis. I mean, what are you doing? Look, I can understand NC State scoring points against Memphis. NC State's been prolific offensively all year. What I can't understand is Memphis not scoring against this crappy NC State defense. And now they're trying an 8-million-yard field goal, which has absolutely less than zero chance. I mean, what are you doing? Punt the frigging ball, you idiots. I mean, you're down 21 to nothing. Either go on 4th and 8 or 4th and 9, whatever it is, from the plus 38 yard line, or punt the ball. I mean, don't I just don't get it. Like, that field goal was going to help you. I mean, I don't know. This is not going well so far, Ramona. This is not good. This is not good. We have to go over all these games. We haven't gone over any of these games, any of them. We haven't gone over any of the ones we already played. Nothing. We have miles to go. I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Betting Equipment. BettingEquipment.com. BettingEquipment.com. That's the website. Get there. Trust me, that's your portal for everything that Betting Equipment has and offers, and they are the best. If they don't have it, you don't need it. BettingEquipment.com. Betting Equipment Supply has been in business 25 years. 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont. 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. Providing with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last. Big enough to handle it, small enough to care. This is Bennett Equipment. Takeuchi is renowned as the best equipment in the industry. This marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, you can't go by a construction site and not see it. I've saw it work on my property rented from Westminster, the Westminster location of Bennett Equipment. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. They're the innovator in the industry. Bennett Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. Look, you know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, you get it from Bennett. To the phones, to the phones. James in Taylor's. That's not James Taylor. That's James in Taylor. James.
That's correct. Yeah. I wouldn't. Good one. Good one. Hey, by the way, that Bob Seger cover version is the best cover of a Christmas classic ever. I love that song. So thanks for playing that.
Well, you're welcome. Anyway. But we're gonna agree to disagree when we play the Temptations version of Silent Night.
Fair point. You got a point.
That
you
one's
got
coming.
A point.
That
okay.
one's coming.
Good deal. Yeah. Okay. Now, feature Clemson quarterback projections. I've overheard the conversation a moment ago that.
Yep.
Our next starting quarterback is not on campus yet. I agree with that. But now, did you mention we have a commit in the class of 27 from Gainesville, Georgia? I think Huey is his last name or something. He's a four-star quarterback.
Yeah.
Where does he factor into the future plans?
You know what? I've got to watch his film again. It's been a long time, and I watch so much film that my eyes cross eventually. Right now, my belief is, having seen the available film on the first three guys, or seen them play, I think Tate Reynolds is the next quarterback at Clemson. That's how I view it as of now, beyond this point in time, or beyond whatever happens this coming season. But I will be shocked if Clemson does not add a talented portal quarterback. I'd just be stunned.
Yeah, same here. Now, all the Clemson websites, they're reporting no new developments in our portal activities. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I've seen no evidence of us doing anything in terms of scouting players, evaluations, reaching out through legal channels to see if there's any interest, things of that nature. If it's happening, no one is reporting on it. Can you at least confirm that our staff is at least doing that? They're doing their due diligence, and they're evaluating portal entries and so forth, doing all the things a school would do when you're seeking to get portal talent.
Well, here's what I would say, James. We know for a fact that Clemson was doing those things last year and added three players to this roster that helped the football team. I think it's fair to suggest that some of the experienced players that Clemson protected let them down this year. The three players that Clemson added certainly did not damage the culture in any way, shape, or form. And I think that that it's a mortal lock given the losses that Clemson's incurred, guys moving on to the league, et cetera, that Clemson is going to be much more active in the portal than they've been previously. And if, again, we get into this logistic issue of when the portal's actually open, what's legal to do, what's legal to say, And I think Clemson is going to dot their I's and cross their T's in how they approach the portal. Now, some might say, well, that's going to put you behind the eight ball if other people are basically cheating. That's true. I can't answer to that. I mean, if other people are basically tampering, I can't answer to that. I think that Clemson's not going to be a school that gets caught up in any tampering allegation. So I think they're going to try and approach it the right way. But I also acknowledge, James, that the portal is a type of speed dating. That's what I've called it. In other words, you don't have the luxury of long-term analysis over 2 or 3 years. You have to analyze and you have to act because other people are going to try and grab those same players. So I think that's a bit of a question. But I think the reason you don't seem to be reporting yet on it is because as of now there's nothing to report. But in time there's going to be. All I can tell you, James, is I'm 99.8% certain that Clemson's going to be far more involved in the portal than they've ever been before.
Agreed. And I think there's a lot of voluntary third-party participants that all these other big players, they're out there making right. contact with the incoming players, voluntary third-party members, and they're doing their thing, and they're checking for mutual interest and so forth. And I just hope that I mean, technically, that's legal. That's allowed.
Yeah.
I just hope we're doing that to the same degree as the Ohio States and the Florida and the Georgias are doing, because otherwise we'll never catch up.
Yeah, I get it. You know, it's that old adage, when in Rome, do as the Romans. And I think...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think you sort of have to play that game, whether you want to or not. Yeah, but it's good talking to you, James. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Bye. Christmas, James. Thank you. Back to the phones. By the way, NC State made their field goal, so now it's 24-0. Hey, thanks for nothing, Memphis. Hey, Ramona, I was 4-0. I have fared really well in the bowl contest over the years. I have won a good percentage of the bowl contest. And I started out 4-0. I went to 4-1 today, and now it looks like I'm going to go to 4-2. So not the direction I want to be going today. And especially like this. I mean, like I said, I knew NC State was going to score, but their defense has been terrible all year long. It's hard to imagine. And Memphis's quarterback has been banged up, but it's hard to imagine. And look, you got a head coaching situation there too, where, you've got a coach Silverfield's at Arkansas. So I don't know. Seminole Ted and then Butch. Ted, how are you, Ted? Good to have you.
Doing good. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, yeah. I had a question. I wanted to get some thoughts on the playoff games. I'm really rooting for Ole Miss to win, because wouldn't it be funny if Lane Kiffin leaves the team that goes on to win the national championship?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for that. I would think it would be hysterical.
Well,
just kind of like, it's just it would be ironic, never won a playoff game under Lane Kiffin, and then they go on and at least win a game. I think they can definitely win their first round game.
I have picked the upset of the tournament. I've done it. I did it at the kickoff show or at the bowl preview show, and that is I'm picking Ole Miss to beat Georgia in round two. I am on Ole Miss. I think that they will beat Georgia. I think that Georgia is still somewhat overrated, and I'm not buying the fact that Georgia was playing so great. I mean, I watched them edge a Georgia Tech team. I don't think it's any good, and I think people really underestimate Ole Miss's speed and athleticism, and not to mention the fact that you're not going to have a bonehead Lane Kiffin to make ridiculous in-game decisions, which I think is actually going to benefit Ole Miss. So if we get to Ole Miss, if Ole Miss takes care of business against Tulane and we get to Ole Miss, Georgia, I think you will not have Lane Kiffin's insanity getting in the way of a potential Ole Miss victory. I do not think he won't be there to screw up in-game decisions, as he is so prone to do. And I think Ole Miss can upset Georgia. I think they have the more dynamic quarterback. I know they have the better running back. And I think their team speed is as good or better than Georgia's.
Well, and you look at Brian Kelly. He left Notre Dame because he said he couldn't win there. And how many times did Notre Dame go to the playoff after he left?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they get a better coach. I mean, Freeman's a much better coach 100%. Than Brian Kelly. So, yeah.
100%. I don't know if
he's going to be there next year because he might be coaching the New York Giants. So we'll see about that.
Could be. What are your thoughts on Texas Tech winning and all? I know they're capable of it. They got a tough road to get there, but
they're past.
I mean, that's a strong-looking team.
Yeah, it is a strong team. It's a team that I've been on. It's something I had right before the year. And I think they're 100% capable of winning the whole thing. And I actually picked them. But I picked them to win the national championship at our bowl preview show. But, and I did voice this but. The but is that they have the toughest path of anybody who's ever played college football, period. It's not even arguable. If they want to win the national title, it is in all likelihood, they're going to have to beat consecutively Oregon, Indiana, and Ohio State. Okay, that's virtually impossible. I mean, no other team has that path. No other team has any path like that. I mean, the line in the Texas Tech-Oregon game is basically a push. I mean, and with good reason. I think Oregon's one of the teams that's 100% capable of winning the national title themselves. And then beyond that, if you somehow survive that, which I think is going to be a real test. I mean, I think the winner of that could win the whole thing. But beyond that, you are likely to have to beat Indiana and Ohio State consecutively. Two teams that have one loss between them, and that was a 13-10 game with Ohio State playing Indiana where somebody had to lose. So that is a brutal path that Texas Tech will have to navigate.
All right, well, that's all I got. Well, yep. Have a good weekend.
Yep, thank you, Ted. Yeah, no team in history has had a harder path than the path that Texas Tech will have to navigate if they want to win the national title. And I'm not surprised that maybe it's even set up that way. I don't think they want newbie Texas Tech winning their national championship. I'm not saying that the entire setup was orchestrated, but make no mistake about it. The path that Texas Tech has to face is just unparalleled in the history of college football. I mean, it is. There's never been anything like it. I mean, first of all, before a 12-team playoff, there could never be anything like it because you're not playing that number of games and you're not facing that type of competition. And in their case, I think that the four teams most likely to win the national championship are, in no particular order, are Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech, and Oregon. I think those are the four teams. My fifth team would probably be Georgia, and my sixth team would be Miami. But those are the first four teams. Again, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech, and Oregon. Any particular order. Texas Tech's going to have to beat the other three consecutively to win the national title. We'll take a quick break here. Walt Tiptoe, Road Rage.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Hawk here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try six new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready. with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Mail, our concierge plans start at around $7 a day and include testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com. and explore the rebate page for more details.
Hey, basketball fans. So you're probably cheering on your team from your living room, which might double as your home office and maybe even a bedroom. Well, with rates at historic lows, it's a great time to refinance with Rocket Mortgage and get cash out of your home. Cash which you could use to remodel a spare room into the ultimate fan cave. When you're ready to upgrade your home court, Rocket can. Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud supporter of college athletics.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license. Law 56 NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Brooke, the mail lady, says, hello, y'all. It's almost over. I might actually be a most pleasant person when it's over. Ha ha. Who are we kidding? That's right, Brooke. That's right. Brooke don't act like after Christmas is over, she'll be back to being normal, but then she admits she won't be. Butch, I'll get to you in a second. Texter says, by that virtue, Oregon wins it. They'll have the toughest path ever. That's a fact. He said, I just realized it's just JMU, but they have an additional game to play. No, you're right. You're actually 100% right. If Oregon wins it, their path, in theory, is even more difficult than Texas Tech's by a point. I think Texas Tech, last I knew, Texas Tech was a one-point favorite over Oregon. But so those two basically have the same path. I mean, for either one of them, the path is almost impossible. But I think that both teams are capable of winning the national title. I really do. I think Oregon's the most undervalued team in this field. And and there's some suggestion they may have all their receivers back, even Evan Stewart. Now, I don't know. We'll find out. But Oh, by the way, Memphis, welcome to the game. Thanks for scoring. So 24-7, Memphis is finally a reason for the band to play. But, yeah, look, I think Oregon's an elite team. I think this is the best team Lanning has had because this is the first team Lanning's had that can stop the run. This run defense is really good. They've got talent at all the skill position players. They have a quarterback who's a top-five NFL pick. Again, they have elite wide receiver talent no matter who's playing. They have talent at running back. The offensive line is elite. The defensive line is elite. The linebackers are good. The secondary is good. I mean, they don't really have weaknesses. I mean, it's a really good football team. You know, last year they came into this thing 13-0. They probably got lost in a 1-8 deal to Ohio State. But this is a better team. You know, so listen, look, I said that at the Bull Show, and I'll say it again. To me, I think there are four teams that can win the national championship. And you can extrapolate it out a little bit, but the four to me are in no particular order are Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech, and Oregon. I think those are the four teams that can win the national championship. My fifth team would be Georgia. My sixth team would be Miami. That's how I view it. But if Texas Tech is, if they're still a one-point favorite, I'm not sure, but if they're still a one-point favorite, then Texter's right. Oregon would actually have the hardest path. And Oregon, as Texter correctly said, is going to have to play James Madison too. So they will have one more game to have to win. So, yeah, they actually have the toughest path. But, you know, the game I am most excited to see, and at least in terms of how this thing sets up, is by far is Texas Tech and Oregon. I think Texas Tech and Oregon is going to be a game for the ages. I will be really disappointed if it doesn't play out that way, and my expectation is it will play out that way. I was really torn because, you know, I've been on Texas Tech all year, but the second half of the year I keep talking about how good I think Oregon is and how they're the team that people are sleeping on. And, you know, I've said it, I've written it, and I think it's true. I will not be surprised. Look, I think it's going to be a wild playoff, but I think those are the four teams that are most likely to win the national championship. And however that shakes out, and the path for both Oregon and Texas Tech is daunting, to say the least. Before we get going here, and I'm coming to you on the phone lines, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of The Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day while they're back advertising with me, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. I know this from personal experience because Brian Franklin and the Franklin Tree Service have saved me. They saved my house. They probably saved my life because I had trees that were leaning towards my home at the edge of my wooded area, and there were like 20 of them, and most of them had to come out. And Brian helped me with all that, as well as identifying a couple that concerned me that he said I didn't need to do anything with. So you're going to get the straight shot from Brian and his team. Franklin Tree Service provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Simply, they're the best. Butch and then Rudy. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, man. How you doing?
Good, Butch. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, thanks for getting me in, man. Hey, I was, again, looking at Landon Duckworth's 100-meter time for you. He laid down a 11.4 something at a high school seasonal meet track thing.
Okay.
Whatever they do.
100 meters?
Mm-hmm.
100-meter time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100-meter time.
Yeah. Oh, look, that's good. That's good for a big body. That's good for a big body quarterback, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know because you said, you know, you always, I've heard you say, 100-meter times, and you don't want no nonsense with a, with a stopwatch.
Right,
you know,
right.
Fat boy on the side with a stopwatch and a whistle.
Exactly right. Like, most 40 times are lies. Most 40 times are handheld times, and they're just flat-out lies. They're just distortions of the truth. You know, the whole world runs 4440s, but the truth is, you know, that's just bogus, unless they're laser timed. And again, 40 times is a football creation. That's not a track event. You know, the real times are found in track events. Now, guys change as they evolve. You know, like, for example, you might see a kid in high school as a sophomore who runs one time, and then as a junior, he likely runs significantly better if he sticks to track. So there's an evolution to it. And you have to know, you know, when those times were run. At what point?
That's what he did.
Yeah. At what point?
One of his hundreds was 11:85. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's good. Yeah. So, in other words, he improved from where he was originally as a freshman or sophomore or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then he's got a 40. He recorded a 4.34 at a Elite 11 event. I don't, whatever that is.
If you can show me that, I would love to see that, because that makes no sense to me. I don't, 11.4 does not translate to 4.34. And if it's an Elite 11 event, then it should be a laser timing. So find me that, Butch. And if you can, send me that, because I want to see that. Because
I have no idea how to send y'all stuff, man. This stuff's above my. Hey, I'll tell you what.
All right. Well, if he ran 4.34 at Elite 11 or any event of that sort, which I would imagine is laser time.
He's got a YouTube video doing it.
Well, I'll check
Okay. Unofficial time YouTube video. 4.34, 40-yard dash.
Okay, I will look into that. I will look into that because again, if it's a handheld time, then it's not a real time. And if it's if it's a laser time, then the dude can flat out fly. I mean, if that's a laser time, that's insane. Now, that does not that's not in keeping with an 11 400-meter time. Those two things don't go together. A guy who's running fourth, just to give you an idea, Butch, on how this would work. A guy who runs a 4.34 laser time, which is that's world class. Okay, you're talking about the fastest humans on Earth. All right, a guy runs a 4.34 laser time. If you translate that to 100-meter time, that dude's running like 10.3. All right, so in other words, what I'm saying is there's a disconnect between 4.34 100-meter time and 11.4 or 4.34 40 time and 11.4 100-meter time.
Right.
Does
that make sense to you?
Well, no. What I'm saying is one of those two things can't be true. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, Walt, man, that's why, like, I call you and run all this crap by you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I don't know. You don't know what to believe on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's right. That's 100% right. That's 100% right. Hey, Butch, it was good talking to you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you, Butch. Yeah. Again, look. There are rare exceptions, okay? Guys who maybe just picked up the 100-meter, you know, they don't get out of the block well, whatever. You know, there can be reasons. But for the most part, okay, there are connections to things. And there have to be similar numbers across the board. Like when I hear a guy who ran 4.34 at Elite 11 or somewhere like of that sort, I'm assuming that that's a laser time. If it's a laser timing, then we're talking about a dude who can flat out fly. If it's a handheld time, then you have to add a factor to that. Okay, that's no longer a real time. But what doesn't translate for me is you can't have a guy run 11.4 100-meter who runs a 4.34 40. Okay, those two things don't go together. A person who runs a 4.34 40. If that's a legit laser timing, would run a 10.3 100-meter, something of that sort. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of the business comes from previous customers and referrals. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than my friends at Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. All right, when we get back, we'll get to Rudy and Robert and all you other people whose first name starts with R on the other side. But there's got to be some connection between track type numbers. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you. The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems.